This has been a long night, everybody, and I'm well aware that the wine hasn't been circulating easy. So panic not, I'm not going to speak for very long. I want to say actually a number of things. I tell you, the one thing for me that's so pleasing is that I look around the room and so many of you wink at me. And it's like I've become part of that charity group, Cardiac Risk in the Young. And so thank you very much for winking at me. Will you please keep on winking at me? I like it very much. I want to say to you most particularly, all of us can keep it going. Yeah, we can. That's for sure. But I tell you what, we can't keep it going without all of you. You've heard everybody say tonight, we have 95 members of Parliament who are part of the all-party group. That is quite astounding. That is absolutely quite astounding, because we don't trip it anywhere around the world. We work in this grouping. But the straight fact is, in Cardiac Risk in the Young, the charity, there are 800 members. That is our potential army. That is our force. And I want to say to all of you, we have put out a questionnaire to your parliament, to your PCTs, the primary care trusts. We want to know, what do they know about cardiac risk in the young? You've heard all our youngsters talking about their diseases as if everybody would understand them. They don't understand them. So we want to know, what do the PCTs know? We want to know, what do the general practitioners know? The straight fact is, they don't know. We still have the situation where people are fainting, fitting, blackouting, and they're saying, it's stress. Nobody is considering that it's one stage more, that there could be a heart disease. They're young, fit, active. They're not 50, fat, and smoking fags. That is the tradition in heart. So we really need you. So please don't think that members of Parliament, however much I thoroughly adore my colleagues, and Tim is still here, and he's probably one of the few that's still here, because actually, well, they've gone. There's some of my colleagues at the back, they're well done. And some of my colleagues at the back, well done. Brilliant. Annette is still here. The better looking Vince Cable is still here. But we need you. Let me tell you now, a letter from you to your Member of Parliament, asking your Member of Parliament to ask the PCT, what are they doing about cardiac risk in the young? What are they doing about the National Service Framework? Will really be so important. In politics, we all know it. You can persuade as an electorate, or you can threaten as an electorate. And I'm saying to you, you use either or. So let me say thank you very much. I was delighted that Jeff Morland and Sandra received a very clear support from Alison tonight. We're in the process of organising another dinner in the northern region, and we'll keep on doing that, because we know money is crucial. But I couldn't do it without them. I wanted to say to Greg and Alison, you're wonderful, keep going, we all know it. I want to say to Roger, still here, Roger, brilliant so far, but we want more, and you know it. I wanted to say most particularly to Tim. Where are you, Tim? There you are. Tim, let's keep talking. Let's keep persuading and pushing government. And I most particularly wanted to say to Anne Shepherd, thank you so much. We absolutely, crucially need the pathology of a death. If we don't have it, we don't understand why. So please, that small piece from Anne tonight was so incredibly valuable. You speak to your coroners. Please, you speak to your pathologists. We need them on board with us. And of course, then there was David Walliams. Well, my daughter's not speaking to me, is she? Do you know? She said, who is there? And you haven't invited me to come? I said, no. I'm gonna pin him up against a wall on my own. I have to tell everybody. He's keen. I can see the look. I mean, look, I've greased a turkey all my life. I'm up for this, you know. Thank you so much, David. I know it's very, very difficult for you to believe politicians. We're desperately, desperately, easily into sweet words. We mean it. We need you on board. We thoroughly appreciate. Of course I have words for Simon. Don't think, Simon, you're getting away with it. I can hear you talking to the English rugby union. I want to know, where's the Welsh? This woman happens to be from the Rhondda Valley. So where are you? Has he disappeared? Is he into hiding mode? And when we hear about Grand Slams in the future, Simon, if you've got to talk about Grand Slams, you'll be a bit more sensitive to the fact the Welsh are often at the back end of those Grand Slams. Hear, hear, whoever that was. It was my friend Jack Joy. Oh, hey, look, he's nearly on the Welsh team. And with that desperate, let me tell you, we'll have him on the Welsh team. Let me just end by saying this. I'm very, very keen to say to you, yes, we shouldn't have these receptions. But I'm equally keen to say to you, wouldn't it be tremendous if in 5 years we managed to move this issue so the treatment, diagnosis, and understanding of young people who have heart diseases that kill, that we got to a point where we were down to nil or the minimum, and we were coming back here to celebrate the fact. We need to say to each other, we're never going to end receptions for cardiac risk in the young. They are so important to us. We are always going to say we need all of you. We especially need all of you. But we're actually going to say, one day, someone will be standing here saying, let's raise a glass. This last year, we had no deaths from cardiac risk in the young. That's our move. So please, everybody, the wine is over there. The Thames is over there. And we are all here to talk to each other. Let's keep celebrating and working together. Thank you, everybody.